Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Come on.
Hello, dear listener. Before we get into today's show, quick ask. If you find value in today's show or you've gotten value out of a previous show, please leave us a quick 5-star review. Be super grateful. Thanks a lot. Travis, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. Well, I'm ready. The people are ready. Let's go. Welcome to Money Savage Engage. This is George Grumbacher. Travis Ferentz is an independent recording engineer, mixer, and record producer. I'm excited to have you on. Travis, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Thanks, George. I appreciate you having me on. Yeah. So I guess I'll probably summarize recording engineer and mixing engineer first, because it leaves a blank stare on a lot of people's faces. So basically, I'm working behind the scenes in music creation. All the music that people listen to on a daily basis goes through quite a process for the most part, and a lot of hands touch it along the way. So I'm working, capturing sound, making sure everything sounds great. It's going to translate to radio, Spotify, everything like that. And so that's what I've been doing in Los Angeles for the last 15 years. Worked for a bunch of, super talented people, a lot of big producers, and worked for a lot of major labels as well. I've been salaried employees, an in-house engineer for a lot of places, but I kind of made a big shift a few years ago and just went completely independent. I just you reach that point in your life where you want to do what you want to do, and so my passion was to get out there and help artists find their sound. I mean, it can be so hard to get something out into the world the way that you want it if you're a creative. And so I just really love helping artists do that. And I love working for myself. It's been super, super inspiring and been the most fulfilling part of my career so far. So
nice. Well, I certainly appreciate that. And on behalf of myself and music lovers everywhere, thank you for the work that you do.
Thank you.
So I'm curious, how many people like you are there? Obviously, you are the one and only Travis Ferentz, but how many independent recording engineer mixers are there?
Oh, there are a lot. I mean, I don't even know how to put a number to that. But I mean, technology's changed everything a lot, which is a lot of the reason that I've shifted some of the things that I do. But at this point, every kid's growing up with GarageBand or some equivalent on their laptop, and everyone's learning how to record themselves to a certain extent. So you could almost call every artist out there, an engineer, because they are creating and capturing that stuff themselves. People that specifically work in the recording side and the mixing side is definitely probably a smaller circle. But I mean, we're still talking about, thousands and thousands of people working out there for sure, probably tens of thousands. So
got it. Well, fair enough. And technology has changed everything for everybody. So doesn't surprise me that and just access and how people distribute music and content and their art has certainly changed. And I think probably for the better. Do you have thoughts on that? Do you think it's better?
I think it's way better. I mean, there's probably purists out there that would, say that kids aren't playing piano anymore. They're using the computer to make music, but that's just their form of expression. And I think whatever helps a creative get their vision out there is what it needs to be. I mean, there's people that do amazing work with Photoshop and other people that would never want to do anything not on a canvas. So if you look at just all the arts in general, I mean, technology is changing. Filmmaking, people are doing it on their iPhone. That's great. It's about the art and the content. It's not necessarily, in my opinion, about how you got there. I mean, hopefully, you know, you're working with people to make sure that you have the best product if you're in music or film production, but you need to capture the art the way that you capture the art. And in the studio, I like to try to make sure that I'm not in the way of an artist's vision, and that if I can kind of be ahead of them and help them get there faster and with less friction, I guess. That's kind of my goal when I'm working in a room with somebody, is to make sure that their creativity and their art comes out as easy as possible.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And it's interesting, right? Just because Michelangelo, you know, painted the Sistine Chapel, it's not to say that if he were alive today, he would do that again. He may use a totally different medium to express himself. So you just never know. But, well, it's fascinating to me learning about a new industry, and as more and more creators are able to make a splash, at the same time, there's just a lot of people out there who are then making that splash, so it's maybe harder to get heard. But walk me through your sort of progression in your career. Did you ever have like a scarcity kind of a mindset, if there's so many people out there trying and competing to get and work with high quality artists? How has that played out?
I think there's definitely a scarcity mindset in music, in particular, where whether you're a touring musician or a recording engineer, wherever your role might be, I think a lot of people feel like every gig might be that last gig, and that every gig might be the one that really like launches you. And you're like, this is going to be my Grammy, or this is going to be my number one. And I think it's a little unfortunate that people look at it that way, because I think what happens is you kind of stray from maybe what got you into music or into the arts. And I think you lose some of your creativity, and you definitely start tapping on burnout. I definitely myself have experienced burnout working 16, 18 hour days for weeks on end. And I don't think it's necessarily the best thing for creativity to allow that scarcity mindset to kind of take over. And there's also a big, there's a big focus, unfortunately, on peer approval. I mean, I've definitely, I'll confess to being jealous of records that my friends have made and being sure. bummed that I didn't make the record. But yeah. I think a lot of people just need to get over that, and you need to find what makes you happy. And I've worked with small artists and big artists, and had amazing experiences working with both. I mean, I've made great records that no one has listened to, but it was amazing experiences. And if you let these fear of this peer approval type things block you, you might miss great relationships and a lot of fun, and making great art that, you know, some people will find. And I think that what's important is that people react genuinely to whatever art you're making. And I think that's what's most satisfying for me, is when someone has a reaction to something, whether it's positive or negative, I guess.
Right.
I'd rather someone listen to something I worked on and say, wow, that was the most bizarre thing I've ever heard. But they caught them and got a reaction out of them. So I wish more people in my business would jump on that train and just make the art that they enjoy making, and work with the people that they enjoy working with, and not worry about the gnarly aspects of the entertainment industry.
Yeah, well, amen to that. I certainly respect and appreciate everything that you just said. In terms of working 16, 18 hour days, I have to imagine that's, and I guess understand why that would be extremely common, because I imagine it costs money to have studio time. So if you've got an opportunity to work with an artist and they're trying to get an album out, that it requires almost that you're working that much time. How has that changed? Have you been able to find, as you've gone independent, more, I guess, I don't know what the proper term is. I think you understand what I'm asking.
Yeah, no, I think that since going independent, I have kind of struck a balance. I understand when those situations are necessary, and there's other times that those situations become counterproductive. I think that the best way to describe it would be, generally after about 10 hours, nothing really great is going to happen. Most people, I mean, people do get tired.
Sure.
But there, you know, deadlines happen, and, you know, some artists have a creative flow where when they get in it, you just can't break it. Or you might be working with a team, and like one person's a night person and one person's a day person. Mm-hmm. And so you've got two people that, you know, have 8+ hours of productivity that you need to find a way to capture. So, there is a time and a place for an 18-hour day. I try to avoid it, but, it still happens, and I'm down to do it if that's what needs to be done. But yeah, it's, you know, it's all a bit of an adventure. You never really know.
No, for sure. And that whole balance thing that we're all striving for. And this is cool, because I actually get to talk about it with a music person. I stopped using that term a while back. I've taken to calling it rhythm. So I need to find the right rhythm for my life. You know, now I'm factoring in family and my work and physical fitness and mental health, but, you know, it's never going to be 25, 25, 25 or whatever it's supposed to be. It's just, I need to find the right rhythm. So some days it's a 24-hour day, and some days you don't work at all.
Exactly. That's probably, that's a perfect description of how I like to do things. And you know, a big change in my life was when I met my wife. That's kind of when I decided to stop working, you know, 16, 18 hours a day. But incorporating exercise and personal reflection and thinking about like choices that you've made, all those things, like you said, if you put those in a rhythm, I think those are the things that make me most productive and most creative. Some people would probably say that, oh, those sound so corporate and so left brain. How could you be creative and think about having a schedule and all this corporate sellout nonsense? But I mean, I think it frees my mind up. So when I go to my creative, you know, 6 hours a day, like I'm not worrying about these things, because I know I've blocked that time and I've gotten into that rhythm, as you would say. So yeah. I think that's perfect, and a lot of people should tap into that.
Right. So this conversation and this thought process of what makes success, if it's, hey, I won a Grammy, I sold whatever it is, a million albums, singles, whatever, I got all these downloads, versus, you know, the 1,000 people who bought it absolutely love it and it's changing lives. I guess back to that whole, this is probably more of a balance thing. It's, I got to make money, you know, and put food on the table. And then the other side of that is my art and following my passion. So how do you reconcile that?
Let's see. I think I would say that I've been fortunate in that aspect, that there's been a lot of overlap for those things for me, things that were really creative outlets and projects that I really thought were musically exciting did have a fair bit of success, and there's a lot of people that have listened to that music and it's impacted their lives. So it is a tough balance, though. I know what you're saying. I would say that as long as what I'm working on is reaching someone the way that maybe music reached me when I was, you know, younger and influential and playing guitar, then that's kind of a win for me. And luckily there's been overlap in some of those things being popular and some of them not, but knowing that there's a reaction is kind of it.
Yeah. I certainly appreciate that. And I'm not a huge fan of Cardi B, and she's got. We're having this conversation on August the 24th, and perhaps you produced her new music. Anyway, what's important about that is that I was reading an article or a headline about her this morning, and she was saying that forever she was called weird, and she was a weirdo, her peers, her teachers, and then when she got a little bit older, she realized that everybody else was just basic. And so it's a matter of whether you like her art or you don't. I think that that's irrelevant to this conversation, in that worried about, you were talking about being, having peer approval. Well, a lot of the time it's way better to have people like you or not like you. To fall in that middle is not probably a very good place for creatives, and to be able to focus on doing your work and the work that you want to be doing is where, if we could all get to that place, we'd probably be better off.
Yes, I totally agree. I 100%. And I've never worked with Cardi B, but I think people like her, or you look at like someone like Billie Eilish, people that have really stepped out of the box and they're doing what they want to do and they don't care what people think. Those are the things that translate, I think, to the listener. And I do think with so much music out there and so much access to music, the only thing the listener can really attach themselves to and say like, oh, why do I love this pop artist or this country artist or whatever, is the honesty of the music. If you're, whatever you're doing, if you're doing it honestly, I believe that that translates through your music. And that's kind of the dividing line, I think. For a lot of artists, because you could find a lot of parallels musically between various hip hop artists or various pop artists or whatever it is, but some of them are massive and some of them aren't. And I think it's the honesty that comes through in their music that people connect to.
Yeah, and it's something that this whole authenticity and being yourself, it's easier said than done. Another person who just jumped to mind for me is Steve Jobs versus Bill Gates. And I just listened to Steve Jobs' biography on audiobook, and it was, for lack of a better term, amazing. And people right. resonate with Steve Jobs. You know, he's sort of like Bruce Springsteen. You know, Bruce Springsteen has all the money in the world, but he still connects with working collar, you know, Americans. And Steve Jobs was as corporate a human being as you could ever possibly be, but he was viewed as this artist. So
exactly.
So fascinating. And you know, it's not easy. So being mindful of it and being cognizant of it and making sure, or you're trying to fit everything into your life about being creative, but also, you know, getting up and doing the work that has to be done on a daily basis. That's kind of the trick.
Yes. Yeah. And authenticity was the word I was looking for when I was saying honest. And I think authenticity is what I think ultimately brings happiness to most creatives, because I think a lot of people in many of the arts, they end up chasing the paycheck because they have to, and it can be a tough struggle. So many people, and you know, only so many jobs, but the people that find a way to maintain authenticity to themselves and what they're looking for are the ones that ultimately are the most successful, I believe, and also monetarily the most successful and happiest.
Right. Yeah. Follow your passion, people. I love it.
That's right.
Well, Travis, Savage Nation is ready for your difference making tip. What do you have for them?
Well, I think in this situation, you know, I'm plucking from some inspiration and some books that have changed my life recently. But I think the tip I have is just start, especially in the arts, and especially for people that are in freelance careers or future entrepreneurs. You have to start on whatever the road to your dream is. You can't just have a dream and wait for it to kind of land on you. So I say, take your dream, make it a goal. Find a path to that goal, break it down to steps that make sense, find what that road is. Then take step one, figure out the smallest thing you can do to knock down step one, get up in the morning and do that first. I think that's the only thing you can do, is you got to start to see if it's going to work.
Like, there's great stuff that definitely gets. Come on.
Come on.
You got to get started, man. Yeah. Figure out what that dream is. Turn it into a goal. Figure out the path. Start taking the steps. I think that's well said. I mean, especially these days, right? There's very little reason for you not to start creating whatever it might be. If it's writing or singing or music or whatever, it's all that's available to us. So, well, Travis, thank you so much for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you?
Thanks so much for having me. TravisFerrance.com is my website. That's probably the best spot. Instagram is TFerrance. Travis Ferrance on Facebook, LinkedIn.com/TravisFerrance or however you get there. But Travis Ferrance in Google will find it.
Perfect. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Travis your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to TravisFerrance.com. That's TravisFerrence.com. You can also find him on social media. I will list all of those in the notes of the show. Thanks again, Travis.
Thank you.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight because we are all in this together. Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online bootcamp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20. With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.